For those of you who are expecting Father Marco tonight, unfortunately, really had another responsibility he couldn't say no to, so I'm here instead. What does baptism mean to you? I start anew by thinking of what did Jesus do? What was baptism for him? And that will help me understand more what baptism might be for me. And for that, we have to understand John the Baptizer. And it's interesting. All four Gospels wrestle with the relationship of Jesus to John the Baptizer. Some even make him a relative. Others do not. But the point being here is, let's see what John was about. John belonged to a very cultish group called the Essenes, very Orthodox Jews. Now, they lived in the desert near the Dead Sea, and they practiced very communitarian life, even celibacy. And they would bathe regularly before their services. Well, John said, I love this, but what about the people? So he came and started a movement so that the people of Israel would have an opportunity to recommit themselves to the covenant. And so he began this movement. And he was a prophet. And he kept telling the people, we have strayed from the way we should be as God's people. We are Israelites. We are Jews. And so come out to the desert and come to the river. Now the river is a divide. It separates Decapolis, which is pagan territories, and of course Israel. And so step out of the country, just like our forefathers had to do when they came into this country, and go through the river and rededicate yourselves to living the covenant. Come back to the people of Israel, pure. Get back to the basics, kids. We are Jews and our God is Yahweh. Okay? You got that? So Jesus, we know, came and became a disciple of John. That is very clear in all the scriptures. So I can honestly tell you, Jesus was a Baptist before he became Catholic. And so he came and he was baptized. But his baptism is different. Because whatever was the emotional, physical, mental change, he became aware of God as Abba, Daddy, who not only loved Jews, but loved everybody. And so, and we see this clearly in the readings today, that in the second reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter has just had it dawn on him. Cornelius is not a Jew. He's a pagan. And yet, the Spirit is coming to him. And so he's saying, isn't it amazing? Baptism isn't just for Jewish people. It's for everybody. That's what Jesus was about. And so we know then that baptism is something that breaks down barriers and inclusive. And again, there's no talk right here about anything like original sin. It's talked about if you follow Jesus and you are baptized into the mission of loving Abba and treating everybody as brothers and sisters. And so it is a baptism into a community. It is baptism into relationship with one another. I don't know if any of you read Mary Metestic's evaluation of these readings in the Catholic Herald, but she said it beautifully after she went to pick up at a grocery store her bananas, her milk, and her bread, and ran into fellow parishioners and entered into a dialogue. And she says, you know what this is all about? We all belong to each other. That's baptism. When we were baptized, the most important thing is we are now all brothers and sisters, and we have that responsibility to each other. We have made that responsibility very important. And so baptism to me is when my parents baptized me, and I did not have a choice. But in confirmation, I have to own up to it. I probably really didn't know what I was doing, but I said yes. But I got a BB gun out of it. But the point being is that by baptism, I belong to you and you belong to me. And I've got that responsibility. And that's what baptism means to me. That we are in this together, we carry on the mission. And that's what I love about Matthew's gospel. Matthew's gospel starts out by Jesus being a Baptist. But you know the last words of his gospel is? The Great Commission. Go forth and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In other words, let us make everybody a brother and a sister with one Abba Daddy. Now that's what baptism means to me. Okay, you've listened to me for the last 7 minutes. Now, what does it mean to you?